Soundpoint 4.
To the left where we're standing and just behind us is a large brick building which was known as Prudential Chambers. And as a young lad of 16, that's where I started work. That was on the first floor. And from there you had superb views all over the marketplace. Immediately in front of us, at the far end of the marketplace, is a large brick building with a tall archway in the centre. That used to be the Palace Cinema. In an earlier life, it had been a corn exchange. And that's why above the arch you'll see a plaque which is in the form of the coat of arms of Banbury Council, which is the sun in splendour supported by two corn sheaves. The corn exchange was not a success, and following that it became a number of things, and finally the Palace Cinema. In my day you couldn't see the plaque because it was covered by a large billboard which used to advertise the films that were on that particular week. And from our office we often used to be able to read the name of the film, and we would use it more or less as a form of eye test. One could read quite easily the name of the main film. Below it was the B feature, but that was in much smaller print and was harder to read. Smaller were the names of actresses and actors in that film. Now, they were almost impossible to read, which meant that we had a very good eye test.
I can remember as a child when the Palace used to have little plays on the stage in between the films, because one I remember very plainly was called The Wedding of the Painted Doll, and it was a big cardboard box and they'd put paper doilies round the edges, like when your mum went and bought you a doll from the shop. It was always in the box with a paper edge of lace, and so they copied it only for the adults. And I can still see it in my mind's eye of this Wedding of the Painted Doll.
Talking about what did you have to eat in the cinema, well, as I remember it, when you queued up for the Saturday morning pictures at the Palace, Rocky Leach had his stall of sweets there. That's so right. You bought them off Rocky Leach.
The cinema opened at about 2 o'clock. They showed two films and the Pathé News, so the films weren't as long as they are now. And you could go in at any time, and if you chose to go in at 2 o'clock and stay till 10:30, no one would put you out. When we were young, the seats were a shilling, 1 and 9, and 2 and 3 for the doubles. And you'd perhaps go once a week. You'd save your money. You'd ration your wages out. And one was for the dance, and one was for the cinema. And we called it the pictures.
And in the intervals, they sometimes had what they call community singing. And they'd have a song on the screen, and there'd be this little white ball bouncing over the words, and you sang along with it.
To the left of the marketplace, there are a whole range of shops, and I remember particularly Mr. Giles the butcher, and just beyond him on the corner, Mr. Nathan and his domestic stalls.
Looking to the left was Plums. The door seemed always to be open, which was quite a normal thing in those times. It encouraged you to go in. A lovely smell, string and rope. If you stepped inside, it was a mass of shelves, really high, with huge, huge balls of string that you couldn't get your arms round. I understand they made the rope, but I'm not sure. On the floor was mats of all description, but it was the smell that attracted me. I loved it. And outside on market days, it was absolutely full of things, the roadway. I should think farmers, when they came on Thursday and Saturday, would be buying the rope and the string.